It's time to harvest garlic along the Front Range. In our region, garlic planted in the autumn is ready for harvest the following July. Like spring flowering bulbs, garlic will set roots and start to grow in the warm autumn soil. As the soil cools, the growth stops, but the plant is ready to start growing as soon as the soil warms up in the spring. Use large bulbs for seed garlic. Crack the bulbs and plant the individual cloves. Some hardneck varieties may only have 6 or 8 cloves per bulb. Softneck varieties may have 12 or more cloves. Keep the papery skin on the cloves to protect them at planting. Plant garlic cloves about 6 inches apart. We planted a double row. The rows were 6 inches apart, and the cloves were planted 6 inches apart in the row. That gives us room to cultivate so weeds don't take over. We planted the cloves in a couple of inches deep. Some folks like to plant deeper in our area. We planted a little shallower, but mulched the garlic beds once the soil froze. The compost holds in moisture and prevents the freeze-thaw cycle. Garlic's a heavy feeder and likes nitrogen fertilizer. The compost adds some nutrients, but we'll need to add more. Fish emulsion is a natural source of nitrogen. We also use Alpha-1 organic fertilizer. Garlic likes even moisture, not too wet and not too dry. Softneck garlic is ready for harvest when the first few leaves start to turn brown and become dry. It's usually about this time of year, early July. Softneck varieties are best for braiding. Hardneck garlic is a bit later. It's ready when the stiff leaves, or scapes, become straight. The scapes have become a delicacy for stir-frying or a pesto base. As the garlic becomes ready to harvest, the scapes stiffen. Knock off any loose soil and dry the garlic. Keep it in a ventilated room out of direct sun. In a couple weeks, the skins become papery and protects the bulb. Softneck varieties keep longer than hardneck varieties. Enjoy the flavor. I don't think I can cook a meal without garlic. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.